Wala mgele mweni ngenjabu longu, ntunga milinkomo.
Lo sita ndikile mhlanga.
Enda beni zetu, la mhlanje.
He required Owen Kagare, who wrote the story, the reporter, Dumisani Mleya, the editor, and a company representative to present themselves at the police station this morning. And following that, our company legal counsel, Ngobile Ndlovu, accompanied the two.
Ngobotho amhleli wephephandaba le The Zimbabwe Independent uDumisani Mleya kanye lentathu lezindaba Owen Kagare ngodaba oluphume kulelo phephandaba.
Ekuningi lokhu asinelizwi ngoba imali yakhona yiyo kayikho. Singakwanisa ukuthenga amabhuku engaphezu ngoba amabhuku akhona abe efuneka baningi. So ukuthi ukwanisa abantwana le bathathu bakwanisa ukuthi bathengele bekwi-secondary, hhayi imali yakhona yeyithingi kungafelayo.
Izikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje, iningi labazali elizweni jikelele likhala ngokuthi abantwana baxotshiwe ngoba bengabhadalanga imali yama-school fees.
Kuqhamuka ukuxokozela idalela ephalamende lamhlanje ngendlela okumele ilandelwe ekuhluzeleni ugwalo lesisekelo sombuso esitsha ukuze lwamukelwe ukuba umthetho.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela kulo msakazo. Umhleli wephephandaba le The Zimbabwe Independent umnumzana Dumisani Mleya kanye lentatheli zindaba yaleli phephandaba u-Owen Kagare babotshiwe lamhlanje besetheswa icala lokuloba amanga kudaba oluphume kuleli phephandaba olokuthi ibandla le-MDCT liphakathi kokuxoxisana lenkokheli yebutho kanye lamapholisa ngudlu ngaphambilini kokhetho olukhangelelwe ukwenziwa lonyaka. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe.
Isiphathamandla senkampani Alpha Media Holdings edinda iphephandaba le The Zimbabwe Independent umnumzana Rafael Khumalo uthi uMleya loGagare babotshwe lamhlanje lapho bezinikeza emapholiseni ngemva kokuba ebabizile izolo.
Yesterday we had a visit from an assistant inspector Mujirwa, who came to our offices on two occasions informing our HR manager that he required Owen Kagare, who wrote the story, the reporter, Dumisani Mleya, the editor, and a company representative to present themselves at the police station this morning. And following that, our company legal counsel, Ngobile Ndlovu, accompanied the two individuals I have mentioned to the police. That's Harare Central Police Station Law and Order Section. And they were told they were under arrest.
Isikhulumeli samapholisa uNkosikazi Charity Charamba uthi intatheli izindaba lezi zetheswa umlando wokuloba amanga zisephula umthetho we-Criminal Law Codification Reform Act edabeni oluphume kuphephandaba labo ngeviki edluleyo. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba eZimbabwe Union of Journalists Zuji uForster Dongozi usole kakhulu ukubotshwa kwababili laba esithi lokhu kuyayangisa kakhulu ikakhulu ilizwe lisanda kusuka ekunanzeni ilanga lokusebenza kwentatheli izindaba zikhululekile ele World Press Freedom Day.
Akulanto emangalisayo ngesehlakalo salamuhla. Lokhu akutsho ukuthi khona asikaguquli kumbe ukuphucuka kundaba zamalungelo entatheli izindaba.
Iphephandaba leZimbabwe Independent libikwa liphomise udaba kumaviki amabili edlule oluthi iMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai iyaxoxisana nenkokheli zebutho lamapholisa eNcitha ngenhloso yokuzithembisa ukuthi kazisoze zilahlekelwe ngumsebenzi lapho uTsvangirai esethethe intambo zombuso ngemva kokunqoba ekhethweni olukhangelelwe ukwenziwa lonyaka. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.